So, sadly, I see that the primaries have already turned into name-calling between the candidates on each side of the parties. God, I wish we had more parties. Because partying is so much fun, or so much sorrow, or something like that. On the Democratic side, Clinton and Obama act like they're the only candidates, as usual. And now they're sniping at each other. Who's better for the black community? Because they both want to get the black vote. Some people automatically figure Obama gets the black vote. And Bill Clinton, though, was the first black president. So Hillary somehow should get the black vote, I guess. And on the Republican side, at least three of the candidates don't believe in evolution. So they don't believe in modern science. They want to hold us back to some kind of religious standard. We don't want Republicans. What do we want? We want clarity. We want choice. We want change. This is the Weekly News in Review, posted January 22nd, 2008, by Paul Ford, not the actor, I presume. In fact, I think Paul Ford, the actor, is dead. On the Harpers.org website, this is killradio.org. I'm Bennett, your faithless host, and this regards the news of the preceding week. Just to keep you up to date, your pocket-sized news broadcast. President G.W. Bush called for $145 billion in tax cuts, describing the measure as a shot in the arm for the U.S. economy. And this caused stock values to plunge in Australia, Tokyo, Hong Kong, China, and across Europe. Yeah, right. There's something approaching panic in the market, said an analyst with the B of A. The short-term risks, explained Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, are to the downside. We're about to enter the worst recession since the Great Depression back in the 30s. And you know whose fault it is? Researchers found that foreigners invested $414 billion in American companies in 2007, up 90% from 2006. I guess they considered that a good deal. Now they're about to lose everything. Though, this is a vote of confidence in the American economy, said Deputy Treasury Secretary Robert N. Kimmett. Do we want the communists to own the bank? Or the terrorists, asked financial commentator Jim Cramer. I'll take any of it. The commentators really tick me off because they're all millionaires. Everywhere you look, they're all just millionaires making comments, you know. This morning I get up and I turn on the Today Show and the staff, the, you know, Meredith and Al and Ann and Matt, work carpooling together. Each one of them makes between $3 and $7 million, and they're carpooling together, and they normally get limos. In fact, they're getting a limo to carpool in. These are people that are supposed to be ordinary people. Do ordinary people make $7 million? And yet, I don't know, all I wanted to do today is just throw my hands up in the air and go, huh! John McCain won the South Carolina Republican primary. Mitt Romney and Hillary Clinton won in the Nevada caucuses. And the Supreme Court decided that Texas could exclude Dennis Kucinich's name from the ballots in the Democratic primary because Kucinich refused to take a party loyalty oath. I need to know more about that. British researchers determined that children universally dislike clowns, finding them unknowable. Now, I think when clowns began, Harlequin figures and stuff, back in Europe in the Middle Ages, clowns would tend to be people from your own town, so you'd kind of recognize that as dad or next-door neighbor or Uncle Squeezy Pants. But nowadays, they're presented I don't know. Is Ronald McDonald a scary, unknowable figure? I think we're mollycoddling our children again. A German merchant ship set sail for Venezuela, partially powered by a fuel-saving kite. There's good news. It emerged that the ongoing riots that followed the Kenyan presidential election, in which at least 650 people were killed, had been partially planned. Leaflets calling for ethnic killings had been distributed prior to the election, and village elders had encouraged young Kalenjin men, allied with the defeated Raila Odinga, to hunt Kikuyus, allied with Victor Mwai Kibaki, to hunt Kikuyus with bows and arrows. "We attack people, we burn their homes, and then we take their animals," said a Kalenjin man. The community raised the money for the gasoline. Ah. A babysitter in Honolulu threw a toddler off an overpass into busy traffic. Parents in Australia were suing an embryo testing clinic for allowing their child to carry a cancer gene. Researchers in San Diego announced that they had cloned human embryos from skin cells. The FDA determined that cloned animals are acceptable food. And Hungarian scientists created a computer program that, based on its analysis of 6,000 barks from 14 Hungarian sheepdogs, can exceed human capability in accurately classifying sheepdog barks. The thoughts of a monkey in North Carolina controlled the actions of a robot in Japan. The lone power plant operating in Hamas-controlled Gaza was shut down for lack of fuel. At least 800,000 people, said official Derar Abu Sisi, are now in darkness. Chess master Bobby Fischer died in Iceland. A man in Las Vegas was arrested for killing his girlfriend by driving a 6-inch stake into her head. And a Winchester, Virginia man was arrested for burning an 11-year-old girl with a Hot Pocket sandwich. Years ago, I complained because I got a Hot Pocket or one of those things, and it burned me, and it burned my mouth. And I wrote to complain, and they sent me a coupon to buy another one. Yes. A New York City construction worker was suing a hospital for treating his head injury by knocking him out and giving him an unwanted rectal exam. And the ACLU filed a brief in support of Senator Larry Craig, arguing that people who engage in sex acts in public bathrooms have an expectation of privacy. Scientists funded by mobile phone companies found that if the phones are used before bedtime, their radiation can reduce sleep and cause headaches and confusion. The Mobile Manufacturers Forum insisted that the results were inconclusive. It was observed that Tahina spectabilis, a giant palm tree in Madagascar, commits suicide when it flowers at the end of its century-long lifespan. New York researchers using carbon nanotubes created the darkest material known to history. Scientists in Chicago found that lonely people are more likely to assign human qualities to their pets and to believe in God. And Luis de Quesanave of the 4th Senegalese Rifles, one of the last two French veterans of World War I, died at age 110. War, he explained in the year 2005, is something absurd, useless, that nothing can justify. He's got it down, man. 110-year-old man, and he understands that war is useless. But then again, so is everything. That's it for the weekly news and review here on Kill Radio. This is Lothar and the Hand People and the wonderful hit single, Dance to It, Machines.
Machines, they keep right on going. Machines, machines, they keep right on going. But I am weak. What I want to go on home. I'm too tired to speak. But they won't let me alone. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Machines, machines.
So if you're interested in any of the links in these stories, you're going to have to go to the harpers.org website. In the meantime, thanks for listening. I'll go away and stop bothering me. They won.